When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guest list shapes up like this. Bottom of the hour, head to Las Vegas. Mike Palm, VP Operations Circa Sports, in his normal spot. We will talk sports wagering with Mike Palm at 11:30. At 11:50, we'll give four of you an opportunity to win some food and drink from the Chicken Coop. If you haven't participated in the contest in the last 30 days, you're eligible to do so. We'll give you four games. Give us four answers. You know the drill. The winner gets $50 gift certificate. The runner-up gets 20 wings from either of the three Chicken Coops, Urbandale, Ankeny, and West Des Moines. At 12:05, Randy Peterson begins his final weekend. We've got one assignment left. Right?
Yeah, I believe so, unless they're going to make him do something Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, you never know.
You never know.
But Randy Peterson going to join us, and we'll talk about Iowa State, what he's heard in the weeks leading up to it, the 15 practices, well, I guess 14 in the books, hasn't seen them, but has had an opportunity to listen in on press conferences, and we'll pick Randy's brain on what Matt Campbell's going to feel coming up this fall, at least from how he sees it, and what is he going to do as he heads into retirement? And then Tom Cakert on Iowa, their spring game tomorrow as well. 10:45, if I got that right, I think 10:45. Not sure.
I got softball this weekend.
Oh, so you're out.
Yeah. We start tonight.
Oh.
We're under the lights tonight.
Okay.
Girls going to play out
in
Waukee.
Are they
ready? Oh. We had our best practice ever Tuesday.
Well, yeah, that's all you can ask for, Trent.
They're hitting the ball. Yeah. We're getting there.
Yep.
0-14 in their careers. This weekend.
Hang on a second. This group of players that you're coaching.
Yes.
You've never left the field as a winner?
Not even close.
So would, if you, you know, within a couple of runs, is that a good day?
I think there might be an opportunity this weekend. I think we got a path. They're going to play this thing. There's 10 teams entered in the tournament. Uh-huh. In the 8U, Condon Tigers might be getting that first win this weekend. I think there's a real chance.
They certainly do.
we're more than due. Yeah. We're hitting the ball better. We have a lot of young girls.
Is your seat getting a little hot?
Well, it should be. I'm terrible. Now, we have a lot of first-timers, a lot of girls that had never played before. So we're learning. We're learning together. The A-team, they've won championships. They've been doing some good things. Our second string, we're getting there. We're showing improvement, and the girls are having fun, most importantly.
So the Condon Tigers?
It's the West Des Moines 8U Tigers Condon. It has the coach's last name.
So, I'd love to get the Tigers and the Turtles, coached by Chris Williams.
Get us together?
Get those two squads
together. It'd be a battle.
It would be, by the sounds of things. Maybe we can facilitate this. Chris won't be with us this week. He'll be back with us next week if his schedule allows. So, the BMW Des Moines guest list shapes up like that. Trent will make a couple of picks before we get out of here just before 1 o'clock. Kind of a slow night in sports last night.
Very.
Baseball was over during the day. There was no NBA. The NHL was drama-free for the most part. I guess there was seeding in the West that sorted itself out. And on we go to postseason, back in the NBA tonight with the final two spots being determined. The NHL has determined their playoffs. And away we go with the winter sports as they chase some hardware. Fun time of the year.
It really is. Yeah, it's a sport in hockey that I just don't watch until we get to this point. But I enjoy it. You know, playoffs are now set.
Yep.
I wanted to dig in a little bit because I was reading an article last night about Arizona moving. The Coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I knew that they were playing in a small arena. I didn't realize it was that small.
5,000 people. They can't build an arena. They can't find any land. Now they've gone to Salt Lake.
They're on their way to Salt Lake. Uh-huh. I saw a bunch of team name like websites and stuff have been bought up, and they went that direction. But of course,
the Utah hockey team.
Yes, that was one of them. Yeah. Which, not bad. Yeah. But them leaving the Coyotes name and telling the owner, hey, if you can find an arena, we're going to put you there.
Well, they also made that promise to the Montreal Expos when they left Major League Baseball.
Fair. Yes, yes. Very true.
Right? That franchise is not, it's, what do they call it? Is it dormant?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
I think that's the term that they use. So the Expos have been dormant for decades now.
Right.
I don't know if Arizona will ever get hockey again. I don't. Like, I'm not going to shed too many tears. I know there's a lot of people in Phoenix that are, you know, beside themselves that this team has left. And it, for the hockey fans that became hockey fans when the franchise was born in the 96-97 season, okay, I feel bad for you that way. But at least you've got the Diamondbacks or the Arizona Cardinals or the Phoenix Suns or the Arizona State or whatever. In Winnipeg, nothing. And that's Winnipeg's franchise, right? Yeah. That's the original Jets. The franchise is cursed. So couldn't make it in Winnipeg, went to Arizona, bottomed out there. Now they go to Utah. So maybe I should feel worse about a franchise leaving, but that one I don't.
Yeah, understandable. You have a little bit of
scar tissue.
Yeah, a little scar tissue built up because it was your squad that eventually went there.
And there's no alternative up there. It's not like, you know, you can just go watch a major league game, or go watch Durant play, or whatever. Watch the NFL. You don't have those options.
Is Salt Lake going to be a good market in your mind?
I don't know. I mean, it certainly was a good Winter Olympics market, but that's a different animal. Yeah, I think so. They've had HL hockey for some time. They sold a bunch of season tickets. Boy, the guy that bought them, he's young.
Oh, really?
He's like 40 years old and a billionaire.
What am I doing?
Really? What are we all doing? I wikied him. He's got like $1.6 billion. His company starts with a Q. I don't know what he owns. Quantero or something like that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We'll see. I think it'll probably do better there than it does in the desert. They just moved around too much and tried to find a building and couldn't get it done. But the NHL is going to get it done. So I'm listening. If there's one talk show I listen to, and it's not frequent, but I listen to the NHL Network, Channel 91.
Yep.
And whatever the show is, when I'm driving in the morning, they get off at 10 o'clock, and they made their prediction for the Stanley Cup.
Okay. They have.
There was three of them.
Boston versus
there's
Vegas.
No Boston. Everybody's on the one side that they think will finish second in the Stanley Cup. One of them has Carolina winning it. One of them has the Rangers winning it. Mm-hmm. And one of them has, I don't remember, Florida.
Oh, okay. So everything from the East.
Everything from the East. And every one of them, you know who they have representing the West and falling?
Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard a little buzz and something I was listening to this morning about your Jets.
This is the best team Winnipeg has ever had.
Ever.
Ever had.
Now, with the playoff format, having Colorado in the first round, not exactly thrilling.
No, and Colorado's favored.
Right. Yeah, I did see that.
The regular season, they played three times. Jets dominated them.
Did they?
Jets go into this on an 8-game winning streak.
Wow.
This team has never been playing better. They're deep. They've got a kid, a kid who's potted 19 goals this year. He's going to be in the press box.
Oh, really?
They're so deep.
Wow.
They got great defense. They got the best goalie in the world.
That
Connor
helps.
Hellebuck. He's going to win the Vezina Trophy by a landslide.
So they've made what? One run to the Western Conference Final.
The year that Las Vegas came into the league, Las Vegas, in their first year in existence, got to the Stanley Cup and were beaten by Washington.
So that's it.
That's it.
That was...
That's it, period.
The 2018.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time they've won a playoff series since they've been back?
They beat Minnesota one other year.
That's right. I remember that, yeah. 2021 season,
mm-hmm.
when things were a little goofy.
I've never been more optimistic about my team.
Do you like that feeling?
No.
I don't either.
I hate it.
I do too.
Because they beat
we're
Colorado.
We're very much wired as right? fans the same way.
They beat Colorado last Saturday, 7-0
Colorado. Yep, I remember seeing that.
They crushed them. They embarrassed them. They rubbed their nose on the ice. Oh, boy. Place is going to be bananas on Sunday. It's going to be a whiteout. We started the whiteout.
Yes.
They did.
This is not a Miami Heat
this
thing.
Is not,
this is not Penn State.
It's not a Penn State thing. And I'm going to say we because it is my we.
Yes, you have a we.
This is my we. It started in Winnipeg. Google it. It'll be bananas. And the reason that, you know why the whiteout started? And it looks so crazy. It looks stupid now. But back when it started, the home team wore white.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then, I don't know when it changed. When I was a kid, the home team wore their dark jerseys. Then they switched to their white jerseys, which are way nicer for everybody, I think, across the board. Maybe not Montreal or Toronto, but very few.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went back, and now it looks like you're dressing like the opposing team.
They have a team that has similar colors? Right. Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, I've never been more optimistic.
So
I'm nervous.
help me out again. Remind me the playoff structure. You win in the first round. Do they reseed then?
No, they'll get They'll get Dallas.
So it is a true bracket.
Yeah. Yep.
And they will get Dallas in that case, which doesn't feel like the way it should be. I don't know.
I think the Central Division's the toughest. Well, maybe it's certainly in the West.
Because the Jets had the second most points in the West.
They did. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that. But that aside, I do like the structure. We're probably going to see a play-in tournament as soon as next season.
Maybe. We'll see. There's a lot of pushback amongst the players to do that. They think it's fine now, but the owners always win.
Well, and it's a one-and-done scenario. We know that drives TV viewership.
It does.
What's the reason behind this?
TV viewership.
And a sport that needs more viewers. Yep. Hockey?
Yep.
Think outside the box.
On a sport that's being relegated to ESPN2 when Caitlin Clark begins her career as an in-member of the Indiana Fever on ESPN. They want to switch, and they should.
Yeah.
They should. Mm-hmm. I hope they do. Even if it happens to be at the expense of my squad. Hell, I'll watch the Deuce if I have to because the women's basketball is where it should be, and that's getting eyeballs to it on the mothership. So we'll see. Do you have an opinion on the NBA tonight?
Not strong. I got a couple of numbers that I'm getting close on. It is interesting. How are the Heat still favored?
I'm the same way. Are the Pelicans still favored or no?
They are by a point and a half.
The Pelicans are favored.
They're still favored. We know no Zion. We know no Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Those two games.
Yeah.
And a huge part of the NBA. This is every single year. Injuries. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking much earlier. None of these teams are going to win a championship.
No.
But every single year, you look back at the path over the last 15 years, an injury has a huge impact at minimum of who makes a conference final and a lot of times who makes an NBA final.
Yep.
An injury is a huge,
Didn't
huge
Durant get hurt against the Raptors?
Yeah, there's all kinds of those stories that you go through, and it's a huge part of that. They've tried, obviously, to curtail all the sitting out. Have to play a minimum amount of games to be all NBA, all those different things.
Load management.
But now we see all these injuries. Mm-hmm. Maybe the players, did they have it right? I know there are different things out there that say that kind of rest does not make an impact in terms of injuries and those kind of things. But look, 82 games for NBA, for NHL, it's too many.
It's a lot. It's a grind. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Which NBA series has the chance to beat? Well, let me rephrase it. Because the first series, I think that everybody wants to see, right, is going to be the Lakers and the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. Do the Lakers have a chance?
I don't think they can win it. I think.
Can they take it as far? Is it a 5 or a 7 to start?
They're 7. They've been back to 7 now for a while.
That's what I thought.
I think they could extend it. You know, last year.
6?
They got swept.
Yes, they did.
But every one of those games was down to the wire. Mm-hmm. Every one of those games, the Lakers absolutely had an opportunity to win. I think they can, get it. Maybe even get it to 7. I just can't see them beating this Denver team.
I'm with you.
I think we have a chance to have a good series. I think it's going to be compelling. It's LeBron, but that's definitely the one, eyeball-wise, the ones that I'm just most excited to probably see. It has to be the Lakers and the Nuggets.
T-Wolves and Suns, for me, would be a close second, because I love Anthony Edwards. I love watching him play. And of the higher seeds, the Suns are the only higher seed that's actually favored to win an opening series, are they not?
No, Dallas also is.
Dallas
is over the Clippers. So those are the two that have them there. Basically a coin flip with the Knicks and the Sixers, which we talked about the other day.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
I was absolutely shocked by that one.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
When you look at the series, though, we mentioned as the T-Wolves were kind of fighting there, a week ago for that final, I forget the number one
spot.
Yeah,
the one team they want to see is Phoenix.
And, boy, looking at the numbers throughout the course of this season, it's been ugly. I mean, Phoenix has dominated this season series. So you go back to the three games that they played during the regular season this year. Phoenix won by 18, 10, and 19.
It's not a good matchup, obviously.
Not a good matchup. Plus, you're trying to figure out Carl Anthony Towns, acclimate him back in. You're doing that. You're built with three bigs, with Naz Reid also along with Gobert.
He's had a good year, too.
Naz Reid's a really good player. But is that the way to win in today's NBA?
I don't know.
With three really good big guys, and they all do different things, and they complement themselves in a certain way, it seems tough. And the way the Phoenix has played here recently, some of the wins that they had, including on the last day of the year, beating the T-Wolves, that win that they had against the Lakers in the final, or the Clippers in the final week, they're really playing at a high level. I think I'm put a bet down on the T-Wolves just because.
Just to have one?
Just to have one.
Yeah.
But I do not feel overly compelled that they're going to come out of this series.
I'm with you. One more note before we switch over to what we anticipate we'll see in Iowa City and Ames tomorrow. The curtain's coming down locally on hockey tonight. The Iowa Wild play their final game of the year. It's a final home game. They're on the road tomorrow, but there's going to be no playoffs this year. But if you're a Wild fan, if you've had it on your list, you got to get out there one day. Well, this is your last chance if you haven't made it this season. Puck drops tonight at 7. I know that Heather and Sean will be broadcasting their show, the KXNO Drive, from there today from 3 until 6. So last opportunity here today, this season, to see the Iowa Wild before they pack up the equipment for the winter. Also forgot to mention, we were talking about what's coming up on the show, bonus bucks. We'll give you a couple opportunities to win $1,000. We'll do that coming up here in about 7 minutes, and then again in hour number 2, and then throughout the afternoon with Murph and Andy and the Drive with Heather and Sean. All right, let's do spring games. Mm-hmm. Is that as simple? And I know the answer is it's more complicated in that. But obviously, the quarterback is such an important position. Mm-hmm. And in Iowa State's case, I think a lot of folks want to see J.J. Cole. Not that he's going to take Rocco Beck's place,
right?
But they want to see the development out of the assumed backup. And over in Iowa City, kind of the same thing. You want to see development from Lines? I mean, you've seen Deacon Hill.
Yeah, he's not good.
Right. And we saw Lines briefly. We know he can run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to pass it at some point, and that was left a lot to be desired. So is that maybe the biggest storylines in both schools?
I think so. I mean, with Iowa State, with so many returning starters, really both of these teams, so many returning starters, mm-hmm. it's about kind of building that depth of knowledge with the next tier of guys. And
yep.
We have such a good feel on both of these teams and what they have coming back this season. It's about that next one. Iowa State, offensive line. Now, one thing, and a caveat we have to throw for everyone. Defense is ahead of the offense
Sure. Every
single time.
Yep.
They know the offensive system inside and out, what they're doing, what they're running, those kind of things. I enjoyed Tim Lester.
Trent?
I like listening to
him. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm the same way. He's winning over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll all change come September, right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But for the time being, and the angst, the change at the top, and Tim Lester didn't have breakfast with Kirk Ferentz,
right?
And that didn't set well with Hawkeye fans. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea who Tim Lester was for the most part. But now that he's here, and now that you've heard and you've seen, well, you haven't seen, you'll see tomorrow, but you've heard him speak and kind of lay his philosophy out there, I think he's winning. I think he's winning the fan base. You're one. Tell me.
They're listening to him talk about the quarterback position, talking about Deacon Hill. Look, we know Deacon's not a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. And you hope that they're able to find somebody in the portal. But that aside, just hearing him talk about footwork, talking about those little intricate details that you need as a quarterback, and talking about him, arm strength's not a problem. It's accuracy. And getting into the details of that, I don't know if he's just better explaining it or if he can simplify it to... Yeah. To us idiots in the media and to some of the fans out there that don't have the same depth and breadth of knowledge that you need as it pertains to X's and O's of football. But he explains it in a way that makes sense. He explains it in a way you can tell he's a former head coach. He's been in front of a microphone a ton. He's really good at that. He's got personality. He's got kind of a little looser style. And he's not Brian Ferentz.
That's as big of a check mark as any.
The offense, I'm sure, is going to look brutal tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
You know, he said the one thing that he wants to see tomorrow from the offense is the little things. Lining up right. Getting out of the huddle. Simple little things. But when you're installing a new offense, and yes, this is going to be a new offense. Mm-hmm. But when you're installing, it takes a while. After 14 practices, number 15 tomorrow, this thing is not just going to be off and flowing. There's going to be plenty of hiccups. So it's something you have to say before every spring. I think this one even more important, but he's saying the right things. And does he need more players? Does he need more receivers? All those different things that we get into. Certainly that's the case. But you're right. I think he has sold this fan base, and he's selling the same fan base. That this is going to be different.
It feels like that, the necessary change actually took place.
One huge part that I loved yesterday is he was talking about Kirk was over working with the offensive line, and he said, and working with our new system, and he thought that Kirk enjoyed teaching these guys a new type of system. Again, this is going to be a new offense. Basic tenets, yes, are going to be there. They're not going to be run and shoot. They're not going to throw the ball 50 times a game.
Right.
Though they have under Kirk Ferentz. Go back to early in his career. What was it? Scott Mullen had like 57 pass attempts in a game. it's morphed, it's evolved. He has become more conservative, as most everybody does mm-hmm. later in their life. But to think that he didn't see what we all saw over the last 2 years and understand that a change needed to be had, Kirk has morphed. He has adapted. As quickly as we want? No. But he has. And I think he deserves a little benefit of the doubt because culture-wise, I heard Jaden Harrell, kid from Urbandale, yeah. backup linebacker. Yeah. Heard an interview
it sounds like
him.
He's going to play some this year.
But he's not going to play much at the linebacker spot.
No, because there's no sponsor taking. Right.
You have Jay Higgins, the returning All-American, right. and Jackson.
Decided to come back, both of them.
And looked pretty dang good, yes. especially in the back half of the season.
Absolutely.
Showed a lot of improvement. But the culture of this program, what Kirk Ferentz has built, a guy like Jaden Harrell, he'd go to you and I, mm-hmm. he'd go to South Dakota State, he'd probably be a starter right away.
Sure he would.
He's going to stick around. He's going to wait 4 years until his redshirt senior season to be a starter.
Yep.
That doesn't happen a lot of places nope. in today's environment, and credit needs to be given for Kirk Ferentz. Do we always like it? No. But from the outside looking in, it's something that maybe is overlooked at times, mm-hmm. but I think it's incredibly important.
Yeah. Do you remember him in high school?
I do. I remember him as a youngster. He was just fast. Was you know, he? A big guy. He was like 6'2", like 205, you know, but just flying
in
around.
Seventh grade.
Right. Just flying around, making plays out there. Yeah. You know, the Urbandale teams that he played on doesn't have the same kind of depth of the Dowlings and the Ankenys of the world and those kind of things. But he was right away, you could see him, eye-opening kid out there on the field making plays. And he made a big play on the goal line last year against Northwestern.
Did he?
Was
I
out
don't
there.
Remember
yeah.
that.
He was part of that group and that goal line stand they had in Wrigley Field a year ago. So another year of special teams. Uh-huh. They talk about the depth. I hear LeVar talk a little bit about the depth of the special teams and some of the young ones. And mm-hmm. we flip over to Iowa State. I think it's the same kind of thing. Finding you know, what kind of role? I'm really excited about the Eastern Michigan transfer. Yeah. 5'6", yep. little guy out there.
The running back. Yep.
See what he's going to do in maybe some more, not even gadget plays, but plays out of the backfield, mm-hmm. you know, those kind of things. What you can do because you know you have a stud and a Busama, but you're not going to run him 350 times
again
over the course of the season. See what else is there, what they're going to do. Benny, the wide receiver, I want to see him.
Agoye,
he has been a guy that's had buzz going back to August camp last year.
Yep.
He's been a guy that's talked about a lot. So there's so much young talent on that Iowa State roster, too, and guys that we're just kind of waiting because there's not starting spots available. But to see that depth and what they're going to be there, I think this is going to be a fun spring. And this is going to be a fun offseason where we'll put out our over-under mm-hmm. for a number of wins for both of these teams. I think they both have a chance to be really successful this season.
So what do you mean by that? Is that eight?
Eight apiece?
Yeah. Seven and an eight?
Well, we like to combine it, so 15 and a half.
Over under 15 and a half for both? Do you see, Bill, our buddy Bill Bender will have to have him on next week. I guess he's going around all the conferences and ranking the quarterbacks from top to bottom.
Okay.
I think he had Rocco Becht at 5 or 6.
Cam Rising towards the top.
He was just above.
The Arizona kid?
He's above, too.
Who else am I missing?
The kid in Colorado is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Shadur?
Sanders, yeah.
There's one.
Yeah.
Are they going to be any good?
Colorado?
Yeah.
If they can field a team. I mean, 15 of them left this week. It's unbelievable how he's doing business over there. And I mean business.
Yes.
It's legitimately business. I'm anxious to see. I wish Colorado was coming to Ames this fall. I really do.
Because this might be the only chance to see Deion.
This might be. Anxious to see. Yeah, honestly, you said it yesterday. The all the teams in the Big Ten, 16 in the Big 12. You know, you got to reacquaint yourself with college sports. It's 11:25. Let's reacquaint ourselves with some bonus bucks, shall we? It's grand at kxno.com. Your chance to win $1,000 grand. At KXNO.com. Mike Palm, off to Vegas, will go. Circus Sports, VP of Operations. Miller and Condon underway on a Friday. It's Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back to Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. I think what you're doing is what we should keep doing, and that's every time we bump in honor of the Jets making the playoffs, we should have a Winnipeg band.
All Canadian all the time?
No, just all Winnipeg. Guess who? BTO, mm-hmm. Little Neil Young.
Pretty good troika there.
Not bad. Let's get Mike Palm, VP of Operations at Circus Sports. I'm going to, and I'm anxious to do this, and that's pick his hockey brain.
Yes.
Hello, Mike Palm. How are you, sir?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Appreciate you coming on and talking to us here. But before we get into the winter sports and the fact that they were in their playoffs, I saw that you guys at Circa yesterday, and I love them, and I can't stay away from them. I wish I could. The NFL, they call them the championship exactas, out already. Is that earlier than it was last year, Mike? It seems like it is.
Yeah, I don't think we put them up till June last year, so they came out earlier. But they're very popular, so yeah. I'm glad we got them up.
Absolutely. Did you anything that got your attention? Did you look closely?
Oh, it's too early for me. Yeah. I have to at least look at the draft, and then yeah.
I heard Derek
and the schedule.
Sure, and that comes out what, second week in May, somewhere around there.
Second Thursday in May, typically.
Second Thursday. I heard Derek talking about the draft on VSiN yesterday. You've said the same thing. You don't have to technically offer it, but boy, it seems like it's a can't win, is it?
Well, we hope to break even. We went a lot deeper this year, have a lot more options. I think there are 62 two-way markets, so either yes, no, or over, under. And with a limit of 500 instead of 1,000 this year. So there's been some good action already. So, you know, it's really an amenity to the players. It's not something we expect to make any money off of.
Well, Ken wants to talk hockey, and I want to talk hockey. This is the time of year that I get into it, and my portfolio is very thin. With the prices currently available, because I know both you and Ken have a lot of great futures and are ready to go here for the Stanley Cup playoffs, are there any teams at their current odds that are intriguing? I blindly bet the Lightning because I just have to do it every single year. It's been profitable throughout time. They're 28-1 right now at Circa. Anybody else, though, that you're jumping aboard that you think there's still value in a future play to win the Stanley Cup?
So I would tell you I very, very, very rarely make a Stanley Cup bet now once we've got to the playoffs. I prefer to play series by series, but I got to tell you, Kenny, there's a couple teams in the West that the prices are very intriguing. I mean, your Winnipeg Jets at 18-1, and they're a dog to Colorado, who they've outscored 17-4 in three meetings this year with home ice. Mm-hmm. And then really, to me, 19-1 on Vancouver. You know, they're going to have home ice for at least two series, and if the Stars should get knocked out, at some point coming through that central bracket, Vancouver would have home ice in the West Final. I almost think you have to put a little bit on both those teams.
I'm with you. They played each other last night. It was meaningless. But there's a lot of AHL guys called up. Mike, I've never been so nervous about my team, the Jets. This is a legitimately deep hockey team. They've run four lines. I think five of their six defensemen are outstanding. They've got the best goalie in the world. At least he's playing like that this year. I'm nervous, Mike. I'm really, truly nervous that the Jets, and we saw them get to the Western Conference Final the year that Vegas came into the league. Vegas beat them and then lost in the Stanley Cup. But I think, truly, the Jets have a chance.
I do. I think that series should be a pick-em with Colorado. I don't believe in Georgiev is my problem with Colorado. Mm-hmm. And if McKinnon isn't scoring, I don't know that they have the depth. I think they have a problem similar to Edmonton. That if the top line doesn't score, I don't know that the second and third line can pick them up. I got to tell you also, Kenny, I'm shocked at how many people, maybe I'm wrong, but that the Kings and the Knights both desperately wanted to play Dallas and not Edmonton. I don't get that.
I'm with you. I think Dallas has played as well as anybody throughout the entire year. I really do. I was surprised.
I mean, Edmonton put Skinner out there. He's your goalie seven games. He gives up 4 in 10 minutes last night.
Why were they playing him? They're resting all their stars and they're starting their number one goalie. What were they thinking?
And then pulled him.
Yes.
What are you doing to his head at the end of that series?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Golden Knights-Dallas series is fascinating to me. It really is. I think whoever comes out of this series is going to be... It's going to take a toll is where I'm going, Mike. I mean, whoever survives, I'm not sure I like them to go all the way because of this first-round matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough. The Knights now will have their full team back, which they didn't play somewhat because of injury, but mostly due to salary cap. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different team than what we've seen the last couple months, more closer to the team that won the Stanley Cup. As you said, Dallas has been the best team in hockey the last 2 months. It's funny, we had Shane Knighty on with Stormy and I last Friday, he said there's only four teams that can win the West. He said it's Dallas, Vegas, Colorado, and Edmonton, which I said, you're leaving out Vancouver and Winnipeg. He said, yeah. He said Vancouver is too reliant on Demko. Well, Demko came back and played and beat Calgary the other night. And and then the next day we had Jonathan Davis on, who I respect as a hockey handicapper. And he says he agrees with 90. I just disagree. I think there's six teams that can win the West. and in my pecking order, Edmonton would be either fifth or sixth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. I think L.A.'s down toward the bottom. For sure. Anyways, Trent, you want to go to basketball?
Yeah, got a few questions for you. I know not your favorite sport, not ours, until we get to this point in time. One of the biggest surprises, though, until it flip-flopped, the Knicks opened up as an underdog against the Sixers. Half of the first-round series that are available right now as we wait for the number eight seeds, the underdog, or the team without home court advantage, was favored in them. The Suns currently still favored there. The Pacers are now a slight favorite at circa over the Bucks. And you have the Mavericks favored over the Clippers. Mike, I can't remember anything like this where home court advantage seems to not really matter in the betting market for a series.
Well, injury is part of that. The Clippers-Mavericks is a very interesting one. I think the Clippers are being dismissed summarily far too soon here. I mean, when I look at the West, obviously you still have to think the defending champs are the team to beat, even though they're the two seed and not the one seed, just because, you know, it tends to be a stepping stone in the NBA and you got to progress a little each year. And the other two at the top, Minnesota and Oklahoma City, haven't done anything with the current generation of players. I think Ty Lue's a very, very, very good coach. Now, you know, do I want to rely on Paul George to hit shots in the fourth quarter of a game seven? No, not necessarily. And Dallas has been the most improved team since the trade deadline in terms of record and in terms of net points per possession. I mean, they were a negative 100 possessions. They were a negative before the trade deadline. They're like seven, a little over seven now. So that's a dramatic improvement. But, yeah, the home court is certainly not being valued as it had been in previous years where, you know, frankly, you've got very few upsets of lower-seeded teams.
Mike Palm, VP of Operations, Circa Sports, is our guest. Download the app now here in the state of Iowa. Mike, I'll ask you the same question Trent did about the NHL. Is there an NBA team to win it all? I mean, a lot of folks think it's going to be chalky. It's going to be Celtics and the Nuggets. Is there a team out there to win it all that's caught your attention other than those two?
I try to find a team in the East to beat the Celtics, other than the Celtics to beat the Celtics. I don't know where to land. I mean, maybe it's Philly. With Embiid back, I guess that's the only team you can make the argument for, right? I mean, Miami, hell, they may not even make it now. That's going to be an interesting game. I got to tell you, the play-in is very entertaining.
It is.
I don't know if the NHL would ever consider doing it. And how it would change the format, but it is very, very entertaining and some decent betting opportunities. I just don't think the Knicks, the injuries are good enough, and obviously Milwaukee, Giannis is a huge question mark. And if healthy, do they play enough defense? So I guess I would land on the Sixers as the best shot to knock out the Celtics to come out of the East. And then the West, I do still like Denver. I like the way they're constructed. I like the way he uses his bench. And look, there's no answer to Jokic.
Nope.
So I think Denver has some value still as really what they're still the third choice to win it. So there's still some value there if you like the Nuggets to repeat.
Baseball, anything percolating for you as we make our way through? Well, it's already 10% of the season. I guess we can start to overreact a little bit. What's shaping your betting menu right now in baseball?
Well, you know, I think the Padres are better than I thought they were going to be.
Yep, me too.
The lineup is pretty impressive, and they're hitting top to bottom here. I would say that. The Royals, I continue to watch the Royals. Cleveland loses Bieber, but they don't miss a beat. The Yankees, I mean, I bet the Blue Jays the other day with Gausman. I'm just sick. I mean, they blow the 4-1 lead. Gausman's 100 pitches through five. I was trying to fade Stroman, too, against his former team. I mean, it's just, I got to stop it. I guess I just got to bet first five. I can't emotionally deal with these bullpens and blowing leads like that. But Those would be my impressions. Padres and Royals, the two teams I'm watching right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mike Palm, VP of Operations at Circa Sports. Busy time in the book this weekend, Mike, with the NHL going and the NBA playing and then on to the playoffs tomorrow. Busy weekend?
Strange, only two games on Saturday. I don't get what they're doing there. Usually it's 4-4, right? And yep. I thought the Knights would start Sunday here. They're starting Monday. But I got to tell you, these first rounds of the NHL are among the top three or four favorite days for me. And so it will be busy with both NHL and NBA starting this weekend. And we always have the combat sports as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to sitting in the book on Sunday night at Circa with my son and watching my Jets and then walking down the hall and going down the stairs and having dinner at Barry's Steakhouse.
Nice.
Anxious to do it. Mike, hope I can run into you on Monday if you're going to be around for a few minutes. On Monday morning, going to spend a couple of days in LV. Looking forward to it.
I'll be around Monday and Tuesday because we're filming the football contest commercial.
Oh, are you?
So yeah.
Well, Ken Miller can come
I could
back.
Be an extra.
Yes.
Yes,
a guy in the background. I'll see you on Monday, Mike. Have a good weekend. Thanks for doing this as always.
Thank you.
Yep. Good to talk to you, Mike Palm, Vice President of Operations at Circus.
Look
Sports.
At that.
Well, I'm anxious to see him, yes. Commercial or not aside. Just anxious to spend a couple of days.
Well, maybe you'll get a little more insight in the contest and pass it along to our great listeners here.
You know, I'm in a predicament this year when it comes to that contest.
Oh, are you?
And then where I am is the Survivor eats my lunch. Yes, I've yet to see October.
Right.
And that's not fun.
Right.
I mean, it's the drama is really it's a banger of a contest. Mm-hmm. It's so difficult, but I'm thinking of maybe leaning more of my our entries to the millions.
Oh, really? You were hot last year.
Well, except in this, I stunk.
Right.
Yeah. But my picks were good. Mm-hmm. But just because there's so many opportunities, if you get off to a bad start, mm-hmm. Well, it starts all over.
You get a quarterly prize.
And if you really suck, you can get the booby prize.
Right, absolutely.
So it's not the tens of millions of dollars.
But it's
end.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
It is, absolutely. And the fact that the contest restarts, I think I'm going to try and persuade our group, some of whom are listening here today, that's the avenue I want to take. What about you?
How many entries did you do last season?
I'm trying to think.
Was it six total?
I think, yeah.
5-1?
Yes.
Do you split them 3-3?
I think so.
That would be probably the route.
Mm-hmm.
I need to find a few more people to get a couple more Survivor entries, I think. I think that's the path that I'm going to go. I've talked to a number of people in the betting landscape that I know about mm-hmm. going in together and
yeah, you
and
shouldn't
it.
Have to twist too many arms.
No, right? No. You know, had a shot at two of the quarterly prizes. We're okay. I think I hit like 57%.
Mm-hmm.
I still was like 890
Ted
seconds.
Ted Flint got a big check.
Yeah?
Ted Flint.
That's good.
That tells you it can be done.
It can be done.
Because he's not
done.
The sharpest tool in the shed.
And we will be out there in July this year. A little bit earlier, we'll be signing up for the contest.
Yeah.
The week of Big 12 Media Days. If you're interested in heading out to Circa, we're going to have a promo code once again where you can get a discount on your room rate. And we'll have a great time as we always do in Vegas.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a long time, too. That's going to be a four-nighter
yes.
for me. And because I'm going to go a couple of days early, I think.
And I'll probably go on the back end of things.
Because
yeah,
media
the
days
schedules.
Are Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. Just get signed up, etc. And away we go. All right, we'll come back. Right now, phone lines are open for four of you at 515-284-5966. If you have not participated in the Chicken Coop giveaway, now is your chance. I mean, participate in the last 30 days. If you have, check that box. Love to hear from you. 515-284-5966. Chicken Coop giveaway next. Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. All right, Miller and Condon, welcome back. Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. There are three locations of the Chicken Coop here in central Iowa. Ankeny, just south of DMAC. Meredith, 10725. And 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines. Randy, Mike, Chris, and Troy are all playing for an opportunity to win a $50 gift certificate from the Chicken Coop. The runner-up will get 20 wings. I'll tell all of you now so you can give this some thought. The tiebreaker is total goals in the six NHL Stanley Cup playoff games this weekend combined. All the teams. So six games, 12 teams, goals. There you go. Let's get Randy.
I can tell that you put together the games this week.
You could?
Yeah.
What gave it away? The third one?
That one too, yes.
Hello, Randy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
New Orleans Pelicans, Sacramento Kings. Who wins tonight?
Sacramento.
The Miami Heat are giving a point and a half to the Chicago Bulls tonight.
Miami Heat.
Game one, Jets Avalanche. Who wins?
I have no idea. I'll just pick the Jets.
Attaboy. Go with the good guys. Never fails. Right. Does Pete Alonso hit a home run this weekend? They're in Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers.
No.
Total goals in the six NHL games. Closest without going over, Andy.
30.
Have a good weekend, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike is with Miller and Condon. Hi, Mike.
How's it going?
Good. Pelicans, Kings tonight. Pick them.
King.
Heat give a point and a half to the Bulls.
Bulls.
Winnipeg or Colorado in game one on Sunday?
Winnipeg.
Does Pete Alonso hit a home run this weekend?
Yes, he does.
Tiebreakers, six NHL Stanley Cup playoff games, total goals, closest without going over.
20.
Mike, have a good weekend.
You too, thank you.
Thank you. Chris is with Miller and Condon. Hi, Chris.
What's up?
Pelicans or Kings?
Kings.
Heat, give a point and a half to the Bulls.
Bulls.
Winnipeg or Colorado in game one?
The Avalanche.
Does Pete Alonso hit a home run this weekend?
I will say yes.
Total goals in the NHL, six games, closest without going over.
31.
Thank you, Chris. Have a good weekend.
You too, thanks.
Thank you. And Troy brings it to a close. Hi, Troy.
Hi, guys. Great show.
Thank you. Pelicans or Kings?
Go Keegan Murray, Kings.
Heat or Bulls?
The Heat is on.
Jets or Avalanche?
Jets country, let's ride.
Atta boy. Pete Alonso hit a home run?
No.
Total goals in the Stanley Cup playoffs, six games this weekend.
This is 20, so let's go 16.
16 it is. Troy, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the Chicken Coop and their three locations in Central Iowa for allowing us to continue with this promotion.
Alert, we have a consensus.
Uh-oh, is it an NBA game?
It is, everybody. All four of our contestants are on the Sacramento Kings this evening.
Go, Pelicans, go.
Historically.
Take the elastic band off the bankroll and fire away.
This is something that hits well over 75% of the time when we have a consensus.
So that's a trend.
That is more than a trend.
We're trendsetters on this program.
And we've been doing this contest for quite a while. Now, yep. And my historical data goes back, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years?
Yeah.
We've been together for a while now,
haven't we? It's been great. It's been absolutely great.
So, I love Sacramento, too.
Do you?
I did.
No Zion for the Pelicans.
Yeah. Ingram got benched.
Did he really?
He got benched.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Now, Keegan can't play like he played the other night.
He was out of his mind, Trent.
That first quarter.
Out of his mind.
And then the offense slowed down, but he was so good defensively. Mm-hmm.
What would you put? What was? Is there a prop out for him tonight? I bet there is.
Oh, I'm sure. Like probably 3.5, maybe 3-pointer, something like that. Mm-hmm. 2.5. Yeah, that's a good one. See what they have up on him because we know how he shoots the ball. He's become a plus defender.
Yeah.
After being coached by Fran McCaffrey. I mean, that's pretty good.
What was Chris's year like? Did you pay attention at
all? He didn't play hardly at all for the first three quarters of the season. Played a lot more, got some starts.
Toward the end?
Yeah.
Was it injuries that got him in the lineup, or did he earn his spot?
They were kind of tanking, too.
Were they?
I think it was more, hey, let's see what we got, one of those kind of deals, which is fine. The number at DraftKings right now is 3.5 for Keegan Murray three-pointers tonight. Over, -105, under, -150.
Is there a points prop?
They have that as well. Player points. Let me pull that one up. Points tonight, 18.5 for Keegan.
Do you have a lean there?
No. I'm not a big prop guy in general.
Mm-hmm.
That's something where you really have to dig numbers. I mean, it's tough. Mm-hmm. The prop market's something that I haven't invested heavily in. I've invested in a lot of things. Every once in a while, things will pop up, including my Tyrese Halliburton. 20 points in every game. Dame banged up, too. And a bad defender? Still like it.
Randy Peterson on Iowa State next. Tom Cakerd still to come. Miller and Condon, 106.3 KXNO.